Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont officials say the state's drug problems extend beyond opiates. Washington County State's Attorney Rory Thibault says cities like Barry and Montpelier are experiencing a drug epidemic. Thibault was quoted in the Times Argus. He says drug cases involving crack, cocaine, and other illegal drugs are as prevalent as opiate incidents, and he says the state should not ignore them. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Christine Hallquist outlined aspects of her education platform yesterday in Burlington. Hallquist called for adopting an income-based formula for funding public schools, and she also says she does not support mandatory school mergers.
I am totally against penalizing schools for not merging. In general, I don't think we should be closing our community schools because we're actually going to make our economic situation much worse than it is today, and we already have a problem with people fleeing Vermont.
Hallquist says Act 46 lets schools come up with alternatives to merging, and she would work with communities to develop plans that let them keep their schools open. The emerald ash borer has been detected in Grand Isle County. It's the latest confirmation of the presence of the damaging insect in Vermont. Since it was first discovered in February, it's been found in Orange, Washington, Caledonia, and Bennington counties. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Market says the insect was found in trees in South Hero, about 50 miles from the closest confirmed cases. Much of the insect's spread is through infested wood, such as firewood. The state recommends that Vermonters purchase only local firewood and refrain from transporting ash logs or pruning debris. The emerald ash borer has been found in 35 other states and 5 Canadian provinces, and it's killed hundreds of millions of trees. City officials in Burlington are expressing frustration that construction on a major downtown redevelopment project hasn't started yet. Officials say the plan for the new development got the final needed approval in August, and they expected concrete to begin being poured shortly after that. City Economic Development Director Neil Lunderville tells VTDigger.org that hasn't happened. Developer Don Sinek says the delay has been due to some environmental remediation needed at the site, including asbestos removal. The Vermont Human Rights Commission has a new executive director. Bora Yang has been an administrative law examiner for the commission and has investigated cases of discrimination based on race and disability. Yang is the first minority and person with a disability to lead the organization. She and her family fled Laos and came to the U.S. in 1980 as refugees. Eye in the sky for today. Rain will taper to showers west of the Greens mid to late afternoon today. That rain could be heavy at times, and highs will be ranging today through the 60s.